A theory on the origins of prophecy. In the solitary dark and musk of a city storefront church, abandoned save for such secret assembly, save for slivers of light illuminating drifting motes, and in the occasional blast across ankles of wintry air beneath front pews, where three women, shawled and rocking, gathered in a circle late afternoons as though Sundays were a kind of God crawl, there they moaned, repairing from urban fields, tunes not so much learned as rose like earth's laments, garden in throats like dark soil, a slow grumbling, fitful, drawn-out grunts grafting onto gospel notes not recognized but felt like a ring shout. Poor folk, troubled by the devil's work through the week, a cheating husband, a daughter strung out in a needle, one's house without heat from a gambled paycheck. Here, rich in spiritual intimacies. The church was black as a hearse, and in that dimness, several rows behind their wails, as a boy, I closed my eyes and felt their glory like Braille.